This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, it is a Tuesday, right? On a Tuesday, and if my voice sounds a little weird, you're just going to have to deal with it. I've got some allergy issues going on right now, so it's going to be scratchy and cracky and whatever. I can't sound like Barry White every single night, Chris. What do we have tonight? Well, John Brennan, we're going to talk about John Brennan. I'm sure you heard the news in case you didn't. He was just referred to the DOJ for prosecution. We'll talk about that briefly. After that, it's going to be kind of a bounce around smorgasbord thing. We're going to talk about everything from judges, another violent Democrat shooting at right-wingers, Democrats being the party of angry old people, Democrat senators worried about the No King stuff, apparently America's too fat to join ICE, all that, emails. We talked to an economic expert, Tiana Lo-Desher, in the final hour of the show, all that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. So I'm sure you already heard the news, because news travels very, very fast today. About 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago, John Brennan, former Central Intelligence Director John Brennan, was just referred to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. Okay, so I'm for lying to Congress, by the way, for lying to Congress. Now, I'm of several different emotions on this, but I'll tell you overall, it's a very, very good thing. Let me lead with the bad, so then we can do the good. I'm going to bring you down and then lift you up, lift you higher, Chris. So here's the bad. Using your position as director of the Central Intelligence Agency to politic on behalf of Democrats, to run an operation, to run a Central Intelligence Agency operation against the Republican opponent of the Democrat president, that, honestly, that probably should be a capital offense. That's how severe that crime is. That job is so unbelievably important. And the power of that job. Imagine, I mean, how drunk on power would you be? Imagine having the largest, most powerful spy agency on the planet at your disposal. It's yours. You're the director of it. That comes with such an incredible responsibility to do it wisely and to do a duty for your country. You have to be so careful with how you use power like that. And to take that agency and deploy it against your political opponent to essentially, I mean, look, if you look at the allegations, if you look at what came out, what John Brennan essentially did is he cooked up an operation against Donald Trump so he could use the Central Intelligence Agency against him. Hey, let's just that is an offense so severe that John Brennan should be facing at a minimum life in prison. So when you find out that his charges are lying to Congress, kind of feels a little bit like Al Capone, who murdered all those people, getting sent to prison for not paying his taxes. Kind of feels like that, doesn't it? Are you kidding me? I'll ask Will Chamberlain about these prosecutions next hour, but it kind of feels, I'm not sure that he'll even go to prison for that. That might be a slap on the wrist. Okay, so that's the bad part. It's not enough. To do what he did is such a terrible crime. Lying to Congress is all we got him on? It's not enough. Okay, that's the bad. Let's set it aside. Here's the good part of it. We have James Comey now, who looks like he's in serious trouble.
John Brennan looks like he's in very, very serious trouble. Letitia James is no question in very serious trouble because her crime is black and white, as we talked about, lying on a mortgage application. There's no gray area there. Either you lied or you didn't lie. They can pull it up right now. Now John Brennan going down. Well, possibly going down. But no matter what, being referred to the DOJ. What does that mean? Well, I personally have never been through the legal ringer. I have many friends who have. And just going through the process is a nightmare. It's unbelievably expensive, and it is a nightmare. Lawyers cost a fortune. A fortune. The process itself is not only stressful. Think what it would do to your stress level to think, at the end of this, I might go to prison. What would that do to your stress level? You're going to sleep well at night? But on top of what it would do to your bank account? What does it do to your professional life? You know, these people, they go around, they make a fortune giving speeches here and speeches there. How many of those can't you go to because, sorry, I have a trial? How many of those get canceled because, ooh, what if he turns out to be a convicted felon? Okay, so the process is the punishment, as the saying goes. And we are watching evil deep state actors like James Comey, like John Brennan, like John Bolton. We are watching evil deep state communists being put through some sort of a legal ringer. And that might hold future communists at bay. And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, it won't. Nothing will hold them back. It won't. It's the only chance we have. I'm going to play something for you. This is Joe Scarborough, that big doofus on MSNBC. I want you to listen to what he says. Here he was.
About, you know, because they love to say,
let me restart the audio since Chris didn't have the audio board on.
What I've been warning Republicans about, you know, because they love to say, oh, we're owning the libs. No, you're taking a hammer to the 2027 and 2029 version of yourself, a ball peen hammer, and you're hammering yourself in the forehead. Like, the things they are doing now will be used against them by a progressive president or an independent megalomaniac who is a billionaire who becomes president of the United States. They're setting precedents that rip to shreds the constitutional norms that they've gone around yelling about for 50 years. They're hurting themselves. This will come back to haunt them.
He's not the first one to voice this. We're gonna use this. We're gonna get you. Imagine what we'll do next time. As we've discussed, they're not sorry about what they did. Democrats are not sorry they tried to throw their political opponent in jail. They're not sorry they did throw many Republicans in jail, in prison, some of whom are still there this day. They're not sorry. They don't feel like they did wrong. And when they get power next time, they will want to do worse. There's no question about that. I'm not arguing that. But here's what is true. We are now at four, by my count, four deep state actors who, whether they go to prison or not, you know, it's going to be a jury thing and everything else. Four deep state actors who are going to be put through a legal ringer that is stressful, it is expensive, and it is reputation tarnishing. So when we get, God forbid, President Gavin Newsom one day, or President AOC one day, or who knows, when we get a communist as president again, they will want to do it. They will. In fact, they'll be calling in the FBI, CIA, just like they did before, just like Obama did. And they'll try to deploy them against Republicans. But in that moment, when future communist FBI director or future communist CIA director, when they are told by the president, hey, go after Republicans, arrest them all, get them off, future CIA director is going to look at John Brennan. They're going to look at John Brennan spending $2 million, $3 million in legal fees for what he did. and they're going to have a moment of pause. Will that moment of pause be enough to hold them back? I don't know. Maybe they'll just follow orders. Maybe they'll risk it. But what's happening now is the only chance we have at getting the communists to lay down their government swords and avoid doing next time what they did last time. It's a good day. What happened today was good, and I hope it happens more. Get them all. Everyone who committed a crime, get them all. All right? Now, sadly, we can't get all the people who steal your data online. It's not possible. Law enforcement cannot get a handle on this crime. It is running rampant across the globe because your data is valuable. Your bank account is valuable. Your social security number has value to it. It has value because they take loans out in your name. They wipe out your bank account. There's a reason we have to have something called Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and that's where we're at right now. Because people are getting smashed. Don't get smashed. LifeLock is my shield that keeps it from happening to me. LifeLock will look out for you. Any problems, they'll alert you immediately. And honestly, more important than that, if they get you, and the chances are they're going to get us all at some point in time, if they get you, LifeLock has restoration specialists who will make you whole again. 30 days free, a 30-day free trial right now. If you go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Jesse, you get a 30-day free trial. Or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Go sign up. Get your shield. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday as we churn and burn through everything. One more word on this, and I'm going to move on to a couple other things. Like I said, it's going to be a bit of a smorgasbord night. One more word on these deep state types being referred to the DOJ, being indicted, the Comeys, Brennan, the news we just talked about today. Remember when Christopher Wray, remember, we've played these clips for you before. Remember when Christopher Wray would go sit in front of the United States Senate? And you heard me rant about it. What was so galling about it was the lack of fear. The lack of fear. He sat in front of Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. You can make an argument that is the most powerful committee in Washington, D.C. In the Senate, House, no matter what, you can make an argument with the responsibilities they have, which include FBI oversight, you can make an argument that's the most powerful committee in Washington, D.C. If you're the director of the FBI and you sit in front of the Judiciary Committee, you should be quaking in your boots that you will make one of those senators angry, because if you make them angry, then you would think they can hurt you badly. They can hurt your career. They do things to the FBI. How afraid have the deep staters been? Remember this?
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest. I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
Yeah, so you took more than 5 minutes.
His private plane, private jet, was not about to take him on a business trip. It was about to take him on vacation. Do you know why people fly private? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons people fly private, you leave when you want to leave. I told you the story before a long time ago when I caught a ride on someone's private jet. We got on the jet and he decided he was hungry. So he stopped it and had Panera Bread delivered before we left. The director of the FBI was about to go get on a private jet and go on vacation, and he was so unafraid of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he told Chuck Grassley essentially to go screw himself when Grassley said, "Hey, can you hang around a little bit?" These people have to be more afraid than they are. They have to be more afraid than they are. Remember when Ted Cruz was grilling, speaking of deep staters, grilling the FBI? Remember this?
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, on the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals is Mr. Epps, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to, for information leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. Ms. Sadburn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
These people have been unafraid for far too long. I know Brennan facing what is essentially, it's not even a slap on the wrist, a slap on the wrist for lying to Congress. I know it's not what you want. It's not what I want. It's not what he deserves. He deserves so much worse than that. But it is something. And the next time the communists get elected and they take charge of the FBI and CIA and they start to deploy them against their political opponents, as communists have always done, what's happening right now will give them a moment of pause. And I am not promising you that it will be enough, that it will be enough to stop them. But fear and pain is all they understand. All they understand. They don't have any limiting principles. They don't have anything morally against sending the FBI after you. Nothing at all. But if they're afraid, hey, what if this comes back to haunt me one day? That may help us next time. What's happening right now is really important. You getting rid of the pain in your life is also important. Stop accepting daily chronic pain. Do you rub your hands a lot? Your hands hurt? It happens. I know. How about your shoulder? How's your back feel? You got knee pain? Does your foot bother you? Do you ignore it? You ignore it, and then you don't do things that you want to do. I can't go for a hike. My knee. Or you reach for that bottle, and you take things to mask it, which you're not a dummy. You know that's not great for you. Why don't you try a supplement, 100% drug-free supplement called Relief Factor. It's freaking miraculous is what it is. You take it every day. It will help your body. Your body's already trying to fight that inflammation. Relief Factor is the support your body needs. You want 3 weeks of it? $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A reminder that I will not be here Thursday because I have that Megyn Kelly tour thing in the Houston area. If you want to come, please come on out. I'll be right back on Friday. Okay, I'm warning you now. There are so many freaking things coming up that I am going to have to go to. So there's going to be a day here and a day there. It's always like this at the end of the year. I know it sucks. I am perfectly aware. As a former radio listener, I don't listen to anything anymore, but as a former radio listener, I am well aware how crushingly disappointing it is when you turn on the radio and you're ready for your favorite show and it's a freaking fill-in host. I understand that. I get it. You can yell at me all you want. Perfectly warranted. Totally get it. All right? Let's do some emails. Jesse, your analysis was great. I just listened to episode hour one of No Kings. That was from last night. It was great analysis, Chris. What? I thought it was brilliant. Jesse, watching you on a live stream, and I noticed you had a Band-Aid on one of your fingers. Was that a princess Band-Aid? It looks like one I use for my kid. Is that all you were able to use for your small hands? That's not very nice. My hands are enormous. That's one. Two, I explained last night. I skinned my finger. I don't know how I skinned it so badly. It was bleeding. I needed Band-Aids. We have normal Band-Aids, but I found an old box of Toy Story Band-Aids in the cupboard. I didn't want to be wasteful, so I'm using up the Toy Story Band-Aids as much as possible. What do I care? I don't have any shame. That's one. Two, your princess Band-Aid thing reminds me of the time. It's just so much fun doing this stuff as a father. Highly recommend it if you don't do it. My boys, one of them had a cut, and they requested a Band-Aid for it. So I went to the store, and I did get them. They had a packet of Disney princess Band-Aids, and I brought them home, Disney princess Band-Aids. They were so upset, they refused to put them on. Absolutely refused. They're like, no, I'd rather bleed. All right. So we've been discussing, it's been a topic of discussion before on the show. It usually comes up with military matters. About how the athletes or outdoorsmen or coal miners, farmers, they tend to make the best soldiers. They tend to make the best soldiers. They're used to the elements. They're used to hard physical labor. They're used to working out. They're natural born soldiers. And there's something to this that is so beneficial for every society. It always has been this way, and it always will be this way. It helps. I mean, World War II, for example, let's make it back to World War II, because before World War II, our military was extremely small. That's what the founders wanted. They wanted a very small standing army. You know, you have some trained NCOs, some trained officers, and then, God forbid, war kicks off, then you can train them up quickly and go. So we had a very small military. Obviously, when you start fighting a world war, now you need a very big military. So the recruitment push was hard, and it wasn't hard to get young American men signing up. After the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, American men full of patriotism were more than willing to do so. Sounds good. But we did train them up, and the Army got really good, really fast. I'm talking about all of our troops, Army, Marines, everything, got really, really good, really fast. Why and how? Because as a whole, they were fit. Our country was more physical back then. We had legions of physical men back then. So when you show up at the recruitment office, you can already throw a grenade because you grew up throwing baseballs. You can go run 3 miles because you've been walking your entire life. Maybe you even ran. Maybe you were you understand what I mean? The country was primed and ready. If it takes 10 steps to become a good soldier, then when you walked in the recruitment office, you were already at step number 6. The problem we are running into today, not just with the military, I'm bringing this up for ICE reasons. The problem we are running into today is if it takes 10 steps to be law enforcement ready, to be military ready, so many guys are showing up at step 1 or 2. This is from today. ICE, you know, they put out this big recruiting pitch. In fact, I'm guessing you have seen advertisements for ICE recruiting because it's all over the television set. It's all over social media. ICE is not only recruiting, they're spending big money. Hey, we want you. Come sign up for ICE. This is Donald Trump building up the deportation machine he needs for mass deportations. We need more ICE agents. So you've seen it. But they have requirements, of course. And they should have requirements. Requirements like what? You have to be able to do 15 push-ups, 32 sit-ups, and run a mile and a half in 14 minutes. Now, these are not difficult requirements. I could do that now at 44, and they don't want 44-year-olds. We have a problem because do you know how many are failing this test? A third of them. 33% of the men showing up cannot do 15 push-ups, 32 sit-ups, or run 1.5 miles in 14 minutes. This is not to make fun of anybody. This is to point out that we have to battle. All of us have to battle against technology making us soft. We just have access to so many things that make it so we don't have to get up. We don't have to walk. We don't have to move. I'm telling you right now, me, Jewish producer Chris, and Corey, we're sitting here. We've been debating since the show started whether we're going to get cheesesteaks, whether we're going to get a pizza. There's even been discussion of getting Jack in the Box, and I don't know which way we're going to go. But guess what? None of us are walking there. We're going to get it delivered to us here. And this is the convenience of life in a super modern country like ours. And I'm not complaining about that convenience. I'm not trying to be old fogey Jesse. I'm really genuinely not. But the truth is, what it's doing is it's making our country unbelievably soft. I get emails from law enforcement guys of every level, you know, sheriffs, local cops. They are beating their heads against the wall because so many recruits show up and they can't get through police academy. And I'm not saying police academies are easy. Obviously, different academies have different levels of strain, but it's a big, big problem. It's an under-talked about, and I don't know if that's even a word, but it is now because I just came up with it. It's an under-talked about national security issue that we are getting soft. Now, think about this. This ICE thing was just one little aspect of this. Think about this. What if there's another major war? And I think we all know that the history of the world shows there's always one coming. There's always one at some point. I hope it's 200 years from now, but there's one coming. What if there's another major war? Recruitment push goes out. Let's say we even have legions of young men, and sadly young women, because we let them in the infantry now. Let's say we have legions of young people willing to sign up, but they've never been physical in their entire lives. We're in trouble. Now, I'm gonna finish my point on this in just a moment, but this is part of the reason I tell you about chalk so often. Part of this problem is the elevated estrogen level in American men. That estrogen is not there because it's your fault. It's there because it's in the freaking water. We are not treating out the estrogen in the water. It comes from women's birth control. It's destroying testosterone in men, and it is making us weak and soft. And when I say that, you can be tempted to think, well, yeah, if you're 60 or 70, 20-year-olds struggle with low testosterone now. But what do you do about it? Natural herbal supplements. You reverse that naturally. Natural herbal supplements from chalk. These are hardcore anti-communists, and they want men to feel strong, good, happy, clear, focused. They want you to go on that walk. They want you to go to the gym. Go to chalk.com/Jesse and get a subscription. CHOQ. chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, I learned something today. I'm smarter. I want you to be smarter, too. Listen to this from Jasmine Crockett.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. Mm. That is completely different. Being a criminal is...
Just because you commit a crime, that doesn't make you a criminal. Jeez, these people. Jesse, the vest. Would you rather serve in a tank or a sub? His name is Gene. Tank. I don't want to serve in either of them. I don't want to be in any kind of a container of any kind. I don't want to do it. Here's why I say tank. There are very, very few examples of a submarine getting hit or something going wrong underwater and anyone surviving. This is something that, there's a really famous case from World War II. We've talked about it before, but it's the rarest thing in the world. When you are underwater and that sub gets hit with something or hits something or something goes wrong, everybody dies. Everybody dies. I find the people who do that, especially in combat, to be some of the most ridiculously brave people. Those submariners from World War II, it was purely voluntary. You could not be forced to do it. You had to volunteer. They were some of the most ridiculously brave people in the world. Those submarines back then were slow. Planes can spot them very, very easily. It's not like you think in the movies where they can just dive all the way down and be totally safe, easily spot a sub with a plane. When they're under the water back then, super slow, any boat can run it down. And they would send these subs deep into hostile Japanese territory to go sink Japanese ships, sink Japanese shipping, sink Japanese Navy ships. And so many of them never came back. And honestly, it's not just the Americans who were brave. I forget the number now. I had known it, but now I forget it. Look, I'm 44. I forget things. The percentage of German submariners who died, I believe it was 90%, if I remember right. Remember the German U-boats that were sinking all this shipping that was going into England and whatnot? 90, I think, is the number, died. You die in that thing. And I mean, we don't want to focus on the ugliness. We'll get back to the emails and such, but how you die? You die in the dark, deep under the water. If you haven't been knocked unconscious or killed by the explosion, you die deep underwater and you drown. Ugh, no thanks. History professor Jesse, this is the railroad of death history thing. I think we did that last week. I listened with interest to your history on the railroad of death, particularly the treatment of POWs and forced marches. My mom's cousin was married to one of our warriors who was a Bataan death march survivor. His telling of the conditions completely corroborated yours. That means it confirms or gives support to. Keep up the excellent work. I love your show, brother. You know, I know what some words mean. I know bigger words. I know people think that I don't know words. Let me remind you, I have almost 3 years of community college credits at a fully accredited community college, Pima Community College, the Harvard of the West. So I know some words. And when I say that to people, they're like, well, why didn't you get a degree? Why didn't you at least have an associate's degree? I thought those only took years, 2 years. But that's true. The truth is, there was an algebra requirement that was difficult. It was quite a hurdle. Algebra 101, and it was not a hurdle that I was able to jump over. They were hard classes, Chris. Why are there letters in math? Letters are not math. Math is numbers. I don't understand why you're telling me about X, Y times 10. This is not phonics, okay? I'm not in English class. Stop putting letters in math. And by the way, every math teacher tells you that you're going to need this and you're going to need this. Why? I'm not Elon Musk. I've never needed math one time in my life. Not, and I mean, anything more than basic addition and subtraction. Yeah, Chris, Greek letters too. I'm an American. All right. I speak American. I don't speak foreigner. So I don't want Greek letters in my math. Now, one thing that is universal is gold. That's universal. It's not just valuable in every part of the world today. How bonkers is this? Precious metals were valuable in every part of the world forever. In all of recorded history, you show up with a sack of gold, sack of silver, you're rich. Why haven't you called Gold Co. yet? Are you going to wait till the bubble pops and you lose all your retirement? Are you going to wait until it's too late? You call Gold Co. before it happens. The same reason you get insurance, like health insurance, before you get sick. You don't wait until you get sick. Before something bad happens, that's when you call Gold Co. Go at least get a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? All right. This headline from Brianna Lyman. She's a great reporter for The Federalist. Democrats have become the party of grumpy elderly people. We've talked about this before, so we don't have to go into it again. I think it's so sad. I think it's so sad because I value older people so much, so much wisdom there, lived so much more life, right? It's just you gain wisdom by living your life. And so when you look at people who are older, gray hair and wrinkles, you think to yourself, that person should be just this fountain of wisdom. But if you've been a moron watching NBC and reading the New York Times your whole life, instead of being wiser than everyone else, you're like a child. I mean, you're worse than a child. You're the dumbest person in society. These people, if you've consumed academia, the New York Times, CNN, if this is where you've gone for your information for 70, 80 years, instead of being the wisest person in society, you are a complete moron. You know less than a five-year-old. Isn't that bonkers to think about? It's like it's so upside down to me. And while they are aggravating, you know, there's stupid old hippies dancing at No Kings protests and things like that, which we'll get into in a moment. But it's aggravating and they're violent, they're terrible. In a way, isn't it so sad? Imagine being able to live into old age. And I don't know if that's coming for me or you. You just never know. You never know when your time's up. But achieving old age and you're an idiot. You're just an idiot. And the normal people of the world laugh at you because of how dumb you are. That's not how it should be when you're 70 years old. Anyway, the No Kings protests didn't work out great for Democrats. We'll talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.